It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. The highways, the byways, the backways, the back roads, the backyards, the front yards, the bars, the restaurants, the hospitals, the police stations. Shout out to everybody cruising around protecting people, helping people, service workers, delivery people, all my farmers, all my construction workers, all my people just getting ready to go out on a Friday. You can always listen to the show every weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you're sick of traffic, I'm sick of the person in front of you. How about that? I'm sick of them too, driving like an idiot. Anyway, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, a Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker. You got one of those, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm not an advocate of road rage. Just don't do it. Be safe. You got one life, as far as I know. Make the most of it. Just drive safe, okay? Anyway, if you want to call me, do it safely too, by the way, if you're in the car. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've had a busy show so far. We talked about Anthony Richardson's game last night. A little bit of up, a little bit of down, a touchdown, and a touchdown to the wrong team. Yeah, we'll see what Anthony Richardson does as the season continues on, at least when the season gets started. It's the preseason. Who cares, right? Just got to see what the guys can do. He was playing against backups, by the way. Bill Belichick, he might be able to get into the Hall of Fame as soon as 2026. Both he and Pete Carroll. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has changed some rules around. We only have to be one season removed from coaching to get into the Hall of Fame. Not too shabby, not too bad. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, we talked about an individual who is definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Well, not the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's going into Cooperstown. His name is Max Scherzer, the pitcher. He's only pitched in 8 games this year. He's been trying to get into a rehab assignment and go out and pitch in the minors. They had to tell this man to sit down. His body told him to sit down because he's suffering from general soreness. He hadn't even pitched this year. He had off-season back surgery. He's having pain in his arm and feeling issues and radiating pain. Man, get well soon, Max. Just stop throwing the baseball, okay? The Rangers don't need you. Cash your checks and sit at home. Be an advisor to the Players Association. Be an advisor. Everybody needs a little bit of guidance. And you've been around since 2008. It's time to call it a wrap. Nobody's arm is built to throw a million years. Not in this generation. Anyway, we got so much more to get into. We got college football that starts tomorrow. Georgia Tech, which is basically across the street from me, they're going to take on Florida State. Not in Florida, not here in Georgia. They're in Dublin, Ireland. I heard there's a couple of people out there that are having a lot to drink, tons to drink. I guess you go to Ireland, that's what you do. You drink. Hickey, you've been, right? I haven't been there.
I have. I went 2 years ago. Great place. Yep.
You love it?
Oh, love it. Beautiful. Speaking of drinking, tremendous Guinness.
Oh, because it's the best of Guinness.
Home of Guinness.
It hasn't been, I don't want to say tampered with, but right from the tap is right from the source. That's good. So, do you drink coffee, Hickey? You drink coffee?
I do, every morning.
Oh, wow. Do you put the Guinness in the, were you drinking, like, the coffee with the Baileys? Not Baileys, right? Baileys? No, what do they do?
Yeah, well, they call it Irish coffee.
Right.
I've had, I mean, not, you know, not this morning, not during the week, but I've had plenty of Irish coffees in the past. Also delicious. Best of both worlds. Get you a little woken up if you're tired. No alcohol in there, too. Can't hurt.
Did you do that every day you were there in Ireland?
No, I did not. No, I had a Guinness a day there, as they say, keep the doctor away. But no Irish coffee in Ireland.
Okay.
But at least I can remember. of course.
Why do I feel disappointed? I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed?
Yeah, I'm a little sad. I'm like, well, you got to go. You got to have a drink for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
Guinness every day, at least.
No, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's too much?
My bad. I didn't.
It's too much?
I let you down. You know what? I got to go again. How about this? We'll go as a show.
Okay.
We'll broadcast live from there, and we will consume that diet. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We'll drink Guinness on the air.
They'll let us do that, right? Why not? As long as you still do the show, who cares?
And we won't tell anybody.
Oh, it's too late. We got to go out there. What are we going to do? Watch soccer? I don't know. Football?
Hurling. That's a big sport out there.
Hurling?
I guess I would say it's like field hockey.
Vomiting? Vomiting?
No. Not that kind of hurling. It's like hockey meets baseball meets football. It's intense. A lot of hand-eye coordination, physicality. Well, like the NFL, the NFL will get a game out there soon, right? I mean, they can't. It's impossible for them to kind of bounce around as much as they've gone internationally and not gotten so far to Ireland. They'll be out there soon. Maybe 2025?
NFL has to go out to Ireland, right?
Right.
I mean,
so,
they going into the UK, going out to London all the time, now Germany. We had a game in Spain last year, man.
Brazil. So,
that's right. A couple of weeks, we got a game in Brazil.
They'll be in Ireland, and we'll be out there.
I can't wait. I'll be having beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's just fermented water. It's not that bad.
You're hydrating yourself.
Yeah, it's water.
Exactly right.
It's yeasty water.
Yeah, exactly. So a little bit different tasting water, but water.
Yeah. Everything has water in it. I think.
Yeah,
justification. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. To talk about the football game that's going to take place tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland, Dustin Lewis is going to join us. He covers all things Seminoles for Sports Illustrated. So we'll talk to him about the Seminoles and what we can expect this season. Jordan Travis out. This man is a member of the New York Jets. I hope one day in a few years we see him with a healthy leg. And what happens with DJ Uiagalelei? And what can we expect with the expanded college football playoff? I mean, last year they were looking good, and then they fell to the dumps. They didn't make the playoff because people looked at the quarterback and said, oh, he gone. Why are we even going to put them in there? That's how I felt. But we'll see what Dustin has to say in a bit. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Sean is here from Michigan. Hey, Sean, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What is on your mind?
I just don't agree with the fact that they put the Lions on the Sports Illustrated cover calling them the Super Bowl champs. I just totally disagree with that. They got to get out on the field and prove it. You know, they're already celebrating their championship. They haven't even started a game yet, you know? It's a Sports Illustrated curse. Don't do that. Somebody else put them out there to do that. They're all in cars and this and that. No. Get out there, get the job done, and then when you win the Super Bowl, then you can go on the Sports Illustrated cover afterwards. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, thank you. Sean, it's a Friday. Give me something positive on your way out. Give me, instead of being unhappy about the Lions on the cover of Sports Illustrated, what are you happy about?
I'm very happy that I got my 2008 Chrysler 300. It looks like the Heisenberg car on the road with an oil change.
Okay.
All black, and I can put a hat on and drive it. It's all legal.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Balance. Thank you. And take it easy. It's just a magazine. You'll be okay. Thank you, Sean.
I'm just paranoid, dude.
Listen, you've had it bad for so long.
Right.
So long.
I'm a Lions fan. I'm a Lions fan. I totally want them to go all the way. But have you named one single person that's been on Sports Illustrated cover in the beginning that's actually ever won the championship?
LeBron James.
No. Well, did he?
LeBron James. What? Huh? What? Huh?
Did LeBron?
LeBron James
did he win
was
a championship?
On the. He has a few of them. LeBron James was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a junior in high school.
Oh.
I mean, like, do you think everything Sports Illustrated is bad? I mean, we've had legends.
No, I mean they're touting a team that hasn't even started yet.
Sean,
I'm a Lions fan.
Good,
I'm a Lions fan.
Sean, let's also think about this. You ready for this one?
What's that, brother?
Have you seen this physical copy of Sports Illustrated? Have you seen it physically? You have it in your hands?
No, I don't have a TV. But I heard about it about a buddy of mine that I talk about.
No. Let me tell you something, Sean. You ready for this?
All right.
I haven't seen a physical issue of Sports Illustrated in, I don't know, 10 plus years, okay?
Okay.
So don't worry about it. The Lions will be fine, all right? Just watch the football or listen to it and just see what they do.
I listen to it.
Yeah, good. Well, listen, they'll be okay, all right?
All right. I trust you, brother.
Oh, well, you should. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you.
Always. All right. Thank you. All right. Love you, brother.
Thank you. All right. That was a fun one. When I go to the supermarket now, I haven't seen it. Do they even have magazines on the shelves? I guess they do. Hickey, who's buying these things?
Great question. I mean, I guess someone, but far less people, far less someones than 5 years ago and 10 years ago.
I really had to think about it. I'm like, wait a minute. I do see magazines when I go into the supermarket. I'm like, who is buying these things? And I guess, you know, some of the magazines is, hey, buy cake and buy this. And I did see one. It was for fantasy football. But I'm like, who is buying this? Like, they got to be wasting money printing this crap out. Like, everything is on the internet. Poor Sean from Michigan is like, hey, JR, the Lions are on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, and Sports Illustrated still, they do covers of things? I don't even think Sports Illustrated does the swimsuit issue anymore. I think that's done.
And that's when you know they're done.
When what? Well, no more Sports Illustrated swimsuit?
That's when you know the end is near.
Yeah. I thought they just have articles. I mean, we've had some stories. I mean, thank God, in a few minutes, we're going to have a chat with Dustin Lewis. He writes for Sports Illustrated, covering the Seminoles. But when it comes to the magazine, like iconic, I guess Sports Illustrated is and was the most iconic sports magazine. It's no more. Baseball Almanac, remember that? Like, what do I need that for? I have every stat imaginable. I don't even have to lift a finger. If I wanted to talk to, I don't want to talk to this stupid computer. Maybe I do. I'm trying to think of what I can. What is this thing called? Hey, Siri. The thing said, Hickey, this stupid computers are disrespectful. Come on, man.
She not even listening anymore.
No, wow. No. She answered. I said, hey, Siri. And she went,
Hmm.
Couldn't even say, yes, can I help you? It just went, like it's sick of me.
Like you're bothering, going to say her, it.
It is an it, right?
It's an it.
Everything listens. The computer listens, the phone listens, the doorbells listen. Everything is listening. Technology. Enjoy it. Use technology for good. Use it for good. Anyway. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. College football season is upon us. This is college football eve, I guess we can call it, because we got a kickoff. We got the Seminoles. We got Tech. We're playing in Dublin, Ireland. I may, even though I'm here in Atlanta, I may have to find somewhere to have an Irish coffee to get things started. Hickey, the game is too late, man. Why start so late?
Too late? You're talking about in Ireland?
No, I'm just in a general sense. I'm going to get up. I make no sense. I'm going to get up somewhere between 6 and 7. I'm going to go to the gym.
On a Saturday?
I can't help it, man. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to try to clean up. I'm going to wait for this stupid game to come on. And we all, the Seminoles are probably going to whoop that ass. Let's be real. Georgia will keep it competitive for the most part, and then at one point they'll probably blow the game open. What do we got here? You think we got a 30-17 type game, 35-17, something like that?
Yeah, I like that. I like two touchdowns for Florida State. I think the spread's like 10 or 11. I think they cover that, we'll say, decently.
So I'm going to wait all morning to see this, and I'm only going to watch for like an hour, 45 minutes before I get restless. And then I'm going to look, and it's going to say, hey, it's 1 o'clock. And then I'm what am I going to do with the rest of the day? I got to figure it out.
Sounds like a you problem.
It is a you problem. It is.
Huh.
I need help. I need help. There's not enough football on. Not my problem. I got to wait until next week for the real football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have this chat. Dustin Lewis is joining us from Sports Illustrated Now to talk all things Seminoles. It's time to talk FSU versus Tech. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. College football starts tomorrow. They call it week zero. Whatever. Either way, the football is here. And things get started tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland. We got the Florida State Seminoles taking on Georgia Tech. To get us started on what you can see at noon tomorrow, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, what we got coming up for the Seminoles, which barely missed out last year on the college football playoff. Joining us right now is Dustin Lewis. He covers all things Knowles for Sports Illustrated Now's Knowles Game Day. He's the managing editor. Hey, Dustin, how are you, man?
Hey, how's it going, JR? Thanks a lot for that introduction. Excited to join you for a couple minutes tonight.
I appreciate that. Well, first of all, what the hell are you looking forward to as an overall this season? It was a little bit of a disappointment, especially after Jordan Travis went down last year. What are you looking forward to the most?
I would say coming out of the gate, just the unknown, because this Florida State team, you know, obviously you look at it, it's a lot different than what we saw last year. You know, Florida State is going to be breaking in a ton of new players on both sides of the ball. You have a new quarterback coming in. You're going to have a new leading rusher. Two of your top two wide receivers are gone. That tight end room has been revamped. Go over to the defensive side of the ball, obviously replacing a ton of guys. That includes both starting linebackers and three guys in the secondary. So a lot of new pieces for the Seminoles.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, for a team, let's start off here with the quarterback. Jordan Travis is with the New York Jets. The Jets are hoping they can stash him away for a couple of years whenever Aaron Rodgers is done, and maybe they have a future QB. DJ Uiagalelei is back in the ACC. We know that he used to play at Clemson, went out to Oregon State, and now he's back. What is your confidence level that he can help lead this team to some success in the playoff?
It's been quite a journey for DJU, hasn't it? You know, starting that career at Clemson, spending 3 years there with the Tigers, and he ends up at Oregon State in 2023 and has arguably the best year of his career there, and then now arrives in Tallahassee. So he's going into his third offensive system in 3 years. I would say it's certainly been a transition since he arrived at Florida State in the spring. And, I mean, we've been seeing some incremental growth over the last couple of months. You know, there were some up and down times during the preseason, but I think DJ and those wide receivers, you know, they really started to ascend here over the last 2 weeks or so. And I like what I was able to see from the Seminoles when we were out there at practice this week. So, I mean, he definitely brings a different flavor, you know, than Jordan Travis, bringing in that 6'5", 242-pound frame, a really strong arm. And he's a guy that's seen a lot of football. So I would say I'm pretty confident overall with what he's bringing to Florida State, just because he's really seen it all at the college level. And now he's getting a chance to work with Mike Norvell and Tony Tokars. And, you know, as you were talking about with Jordan Travis, they were able to do some really good things with him over the past couple of years.
When you think about the balance of the offense moving forward, whether it's the new quarterback, the wide receivers that they got, the new running backs that are in, how do you see this offense running? Are we going to see DJ throwing the ball, or are we going to see more of a ground and pound?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a balanced attack. I mean, you look at what Florida State has in this backfield, and Roydell Williams coming over from Alabama. You've got Lawrence Toa-Philly, who's been at Florida State since 2020 and is a really versatile playmaker. Bringing in Jalen Lucas, who was explosive at Indiana last year. And they've got some other guys in that backfield as well. And you look up front at the offensive line, it's a very veteran group of guys. I believe 345 combined appearances at the college level, 210 starts. 9 of the 12 guys across those five positions are either redshirt juniors or seniors in that two deep. So a ton of experience there. I think Florida State, certainly at the beginning of this season, I would think they're going to lean on that ground attack and really try and get all of those running backs involved. And, you know, as things progress, I think there's a chance this passing game grows throughout the year for Florida State. But I would certainly expect some deep shots tomorrow. You know, with DJU's arm strength, and you've got a really fast group of wide receivers as well.
Dustin Lewis is here with us, covers Florida State for Sports Illustrated. When you talk about the game tomorrow, correct me if I'm wrong, Florida State, they've been out there, what, now 2 days? Do you expect any little bit of a lull? You expect the guys to be adjusted? They should be good, right?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. Obviously, this is a heck of a trip for Florida State, flying from Tallahassee over there to Dublin, Ireland. And like you said, just made that trip on Wednesday evening. So, I mean, they've been acclimating a little bit. But, you know, being in a new time zone, a new environment, and certainly with all these new faces around Florida State, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond. I believe Georgia Tech also flew over there on Wednesday night. So, I mean, those two teams are kind of dealing with some of the same issues, and you know, we'll see how it balances out tomorrow at kickoff.
No, Dustin, you expect the Seminoles to whoop that ass, though, right? They're gonna beat them by a touchdown or two. Come on now, come on, be honest.
I can see multiple paths going into this game because just like I've been saying, with all of the new pieces for Florida State, we really got to see how it's going to gel together on the field and how this team responds when they're tested in the heat of battle. Because Georgia Tech, I mean, in their own right, pretty solid team, veteran quarterback Haynes King. It seems like he could continue making some really good steps this year. I believe 20 of their 22 starters on offense and defense are either juniors or seniors. So, I mean, they're pretty competitive. I think Florida State, you know, they're going to be in for a little bit of a battle, maybe feeling things out in that first half, and then I think they kind of open it up there in the second half.
When you think about the schedule, there are two games that really, really stand out. Obviously, Clemson, that'll be, I don't know if we want to call it a revenge game for DJ Uiagalelei. And then, obviously, when you get to later in the year, they have to head out and play Notre Dame. For a team that went 13-1 last year, had to deal with the disappointment of making the playoff. Knowing that the playoff, I don't want to say it's almost a certainty, but it almost is for this season. What are some other games of note? I mean, looking at some of these matchups, Memphis, yeah, I'm like, okay, they're gonna have a good year and make the playoff. What do you think?
I think it's sneakily a tougher schedule than maybe how it meets the eye, because you know obviously those games against Clemson and Notre Dame, those kind of pop up. But you know, you look in, I believe it's week 4 or 5. Florida State there, they're going to have to travel over to SMU, and that's going to end up being SMU's first game in the ACC. I'm sure they're going to want to put on a good showing. And Memphis, you know, you brought them up a couple of minutes ago. They're a team that ESPN predicted to be the number one threat out of the group of five to make that 12-team college football playoff this year. And I think you've always got to look at that game against Miami as well, especially it's going to be on the road. Miami bringing in Cam Ward, who one of the top quarterbacks on the transfer market, and they brought in a bunch of other guys, whether it be via the transfer portal or the high school ranks as well. And Mario Cristobal, you know, after losing those first two games against Mike Norvell, I'm sure he's going to want to try and get some revenge in 2024.
Dustin Lewis is here with us, covers the Florida Seminoles for Sports Illustrated. The defense, for the most part, don't you expect them to be a little bit more stable than this offense? And yes, they lost Jared Verse, who's now a member of the Los Angeles Rams. But then you got Patrick Payton on the team. He's a future NFL player. You got the son of Marvin Jones, another linebacker who's out there. They have some of the best corners in the country. Shouldn't the defense steady them while this offense tries to get things figured out?
Yeah, I would say you kind of said it perfectly right there. You know, this should be a group that Florida State is very confident in, because even though they're breaking in a ton of new starters, you know, Patrick Payton has been a very solid player for this team. He's up to about 255 pounds entering the season, and, I mean, moving better than ever. And Marvin Jones Jr., since he got to Florida State, has just been making steps in the right direction. It seems like that move to FSU, where he's going to be playing defensive end instead of outside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme like he was playing at Georgia, that's really going to benefit him. Daryl Jackson and Joshua Farmer at that defensive tackle spot, I mean, two guys that could be national names in college football by the time the season is over. And then, yeah, I love those cornerbacks too. Kentrell Cypress, a veteran who's played a lot of football. You've got Azaria Thomas. That's another guy who I think fans around the sport will probably know by season's end. And then Chaheem Brown has been a very good piece for Florida State in the secondary. Defensive coordinator Adam Fuller, I mean, he's got a very talented group in front of him. We've got to see, you know, how these guys click in game action. But, I mean, this team has prepared very well early in the season the last couple of years. You know, you think about what they're able to do against Jaden Daniels and LSU in 2022 and 2023, and that's another thing that makes me really confident they're going to come out firing out the gate.
Well, Dustin, that may be coming out the gate. What do you think is the ultimate fate for this football team? What's the ceiling here?
So I've been bouncing back and forth all offseason. And to me, I mean, you just got so many new pieces on the roster this year and even last year, where the product at Florida State was probably a little bit more proven entering the season. I mean, that team trailed by double digits in four games in the regular season last year. And, I mean, they were able to battle back, obviously go 12-0, and then win the ACC championship before how everything went down in the Orange Bowl. So I definitely think there's a chance for this Florida State team to take some lumps as they continue to grow. I've personally got them going 10-2 in the regular season and then winning the ACC championship and making the 12-team college football playoff.
I think we expect that most certainly. I want to ask you this in conclusion, Dustin. You saw Keon Coleman. You've heard from him. You've covered the guy. The fans in Buffalo are finding out about him. He's like, oh, he's a funny guy. The country is finding out about him. Every time he opens up his mouth, he goes viral, and he's trying to make sure that people take him seriously. And we'll all find out soon enough when he's on the football field. What don't we know about Keon Coleman, just from your coverage and getting to know the guy?
I would just say, you know, how focused and how he attacks game days and these practices, because, you know, we see all these press conferences, and, I mean, he's a very natural, lighthearted guy, and a lot of those moments have been going viral, and it's really cool for him to already be building that fan base so early in his NFL career. But, I mean, I was so impressed with the way that this guy prepared when he was at Florida State. I mean, he really treated it like he was a pro, and obviously in the end it benefited him, and he was able to get drafted there in the second round, and it looks like he's going to have a pretty good career starting off here in Buffalo. But even, you know, a guy like Keon Coleman, you would think when he's not getting the football, maybe he's not going to be as engaged as much. But something at Florida State last year, whenever he got to Tallahassee, Mike Norvell made it a point to get him involved in that blocking game. So, I mean, he can continue to have an impact when the ball isn't in his hands. And, I mean, that's just not something that I feel like you see from a ton of wide receivers.
Well, that'll be great. I mean, he's going to need to be active and engaged blocking, playing up in Buffalo with their style of play and certainly the weather as well. Hey, Dustin, thank you for taking the time to chat with us about the Seminoles, the game tomorrow, the upcoming season. Where can people follow you and all your work with SI Now?
Yeah, you can follow us at Noel Game Day on Twitter. My personal is Dustin Lewis, NG, all one word. And then also we're at NoelGameDay.com. We'll have full coverage tomorrow going before the game, during the game, and also after the game.
Well, thank you so much, Dustin. Enjoy the game and enjoy the season. I love Tallahassee. Have some fun for me, okay?
All right. Thanks, JR. Appreciate you having me on tonight.
No doubt about it. That Dustin Lewis from SI Now's Noel's Game Day. I'm going to enjoy the game tomorrow with a Guinness here in Atlanta. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, you know, Dustin just gave us an insight into Keon Coleman. The guy went viral for talking about where you can buy a jacket on sale. He's a funny dude. I guess he's been so funny that there are a couple of folks who are not taking him serious. He had an interesting back and forth with a reporter today about when he is strictly and solely just going to focus the attention on football. His answer in response to this reporter is something to take note of. We're going to hear it on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Dustin Lewis from Sports Illustrated. Covers all things Florida Seminoles. For coming through and telling us about the game tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland, as the college football season launches with the Seminoles taking on the Yellow Jackets. College football playoff? Yeah, I think so. I believe so. After that, yeah, they're not winning no championship. I'm sorry. I don't think I'm ruining anything. I'm just being honest here. And one of the things we also discussed was Keon Coleman, the newest member of the, well, one of the newest members of the Buffalo Bills. They drafted this guy in the second round to probably help out with Stephon Diggs now in Houston, Texas. And who can forget some of the funny things that Keon Coleman has said since being drafted? Wearing a coat, the best time of year to get a coat, you know, funny with the media and cookies and jokes and what have you. And it makes you wonder, is this guy going to transition? Is he too funny? Is he not serious enough? Everything that you ever hear is that the guy is all about football. He just has a major personality. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, can you show up to work and do your job? That's what people care about. Are you going to be telling and cracking jokes all day? That's not going to cut it if you suck. And I guess today there was a reporter who wanted to talk to him about his focus and, hey, you know, you've been around for a while now and we're at the end of training camp and getting ready for the season. Are you going to, like, cut it out? Is it just going to be strictly football? And Keon Coleman, he's not just a funny guy. He was so straightforward. He was honest. Take a listen to this entire interaction between a reporter asking him about being serious and his response, which was very serious.
Now that you've gotten through training camp, things like that, have you tried to shift things to more Keon Coleman, the football player?
When has things not been Keon Coleman, the football player?
But you know, so much attention was the jacket, the cookies, and all of that. And now that we've gotten into being on the field, I mean, have you tried to maybe shift away from that and just be more of like, let's talk shop?
I mean, I don't really like talking about a jacket either. It's football season. Like, my mindset has been football ever since my first press conference was football. Yeah, you got to see the personality, but was I the one focused on the jacket? Not at all. I was focused on learning the playbook and being able to play at the speed of the game.
That man is focused in on football. Hickey, I think he's going to be good. He's a physical receiver. And I know people think automatically, oh, he's coming out of Florida. He played for the Seminoles. He was up at Michigan State. Like, he's played in some cold weather. That's why he can give people tips on wearing a jacket. And I think with the weather, and I said this to Dustin, with the weather in Buffalo, knowing that it's going to snow and knowing that Josh Allen is going to want to run like a nut every now and then with the football, this may be a good situation. I think he's going to work out just fine.
I'm with you. I love that answer from him. That guy, he's focused, locked in, is not allowing, you know, the distractions to become the priority. Like you said, I mean, at Florida State last year, guy's a playmaker. You know, guy just a magnet when it comes to the ball in the air near the red zone, touchdown machine. I think that will fit well in Buffalo.
Yeah, we're so used to, yeah, would you say in the entire, wide receivers have the biggest personalities? They're divas. I mean, they got a whole name plastered over a diva wide receiver. They have the most personalities, you say, right?
Absolutely.
Most times it's negative. I mean, you think about the guy who's leaving Buffalo and Stephon Diggs, it was just like, oh, well, what was he doing the past two seasons? Whining about not getting the ball. I mean, we can go through history here. People look at Terrell Owens and think about the sit-ups in the driveway while he's thinking about his new contract. But sometimes it's easy to omit, like, how hard some of these guys are going. I mean, Terrell Owens came back from a broken leg and played in the Super Bowl. You know, we talk about Odell Beckham Jr., who I don't even think has run a route yet. This man has had a history of his legs just getting blown out and his hamstrings and his ACLs, and he's still going out there and competing. I mean, for all the diva, you know, thought processes, these guys, their bodies take a beating too. And no, they're not out there. They're not the running backs. And yeah, they want the ball. Man, I'm too lazy to do a lot of things. I was, and still am, way too lazy to go line up, run a route, not get the ball, and run back. Like, who wants to do that? Like, that's what you're doing in football. You ain't getting the ball. I mean, the top guy may have, I don't know what, 10 receptions. You'd be happy with that if you got that in the game. And everybody else is standing around watching the action, or at least blocking. Like, how sexy is that? Like, there's one football. That's it. One footballer can only go to one guy at a time. And so I'm not mad at some of the receivers. We've had guys over the years that take it a little too far. I mean, we had one guy threw a whole fit, took his shirt off, and walked off of the field. Hello to Antonio Brown. But as an overall, wide receivers, they don't be making a fuss. They go out and they ball out. Now, is Keon Coleman going to, you know, replicate the production of a Stephon Diggs? I doubt it. I mean, it would be a massive blessing. It'd be a little bit of a shock if Keon Coleman went over 1,000 yards and hauled in, I don't know, more than 8 touchdowns. I would consider that to be a successful season. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but I do know this much. The Buffalo Bills should make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to go ahead and win the AFC East again. They should get in at minimum as a wild card. And I don't see them getting over the hump. In all actuality, I think for right now, I think the Buffalo Bills have peaked. They shot their shot. They had their shot over the past 2 seasons, and they missed it. It's a little bit of a soft reset. Think about Von Miller dealing with his injuries. That ship has seemingly sailed unless he comes back and all of a sudden 10-plus sacks. Stephon Diggs, you had him while he was in his prime. I think he's kind of out of that prime right now, moved out of his prime with the Buffalo Bills. And I think they've regressed. Not enough not to be a playoff team. Josh Allen is arguably the second or third best quarterback in the entire NFL. But they can't get over the boogeyman. They can't get past Patrick Mahomes. And that's just not good enough. I think Keon Coleman will help. He ain't no big enough help to beat the Chiefs. I'm sorry about that one. Hickey, what do you think the Bills are going to do this season?
I actually agree with basically everything you just said. We are in lockstep where they are definitely still good enough to be a playoff team. I think for me, they are the best team still in the AFC East. So I think they will win the division. I think they can absolutely win a home playoff game, but in terms of winning 2, 3, 4 playoff games, I don't see it whatsoever. Chiefs are still better than them. I would say the Bengals are better than them. The Ravens are better than them. I think that the Texans have passed them as well. I'm with you. I think their best shot, you look back at it, 2021, 13 seconds, had the win right there, lost it. They have not gotten close since. I think they've reached their peak.
The good thing about the NFL, and I mean, you can go look at Drew Brees. Man has one Super Bowl. One, that's it. And was good year after year after year after year after year with the Saints. But every year wasn't a winning season. The Buffalo Bills, the benefit is that they still have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Now, how long they're able to run with these winning seasons, 10-plus wins every year? I don't know about that. But as long as you have Josh Allen, they're going to be good. I don't know about good enough to win a championship. In all honesty, I don't know. I think the Jets are better than them right now, man.
I just have a lot of questions about the Jets. You are higher on them than me.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers, I just, offensive line coaching, for me, with the Jets, I have to see it first.
I think, I get it. I think they have more talent. Especially on defense, you think about a lot of the guys that The Buffalo Bills have lost the Tre'Davious Whites, the Poyers, the Hydes. These guys have gotten older. Milano is hurt. We talked about that last week. I just think the Jets are more stable. It's a three-team race, in all honesty. And the Buffalo Bills, unfortunately, the Jets took a step forward. The Dolphins, I think, are pretty much still the same. And they've taken a step back. At least everybody can beat up on the Patriots. That's the bright side. Listen, people, I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. You know what? Speaking of the New York Jets, earlier this week, Sauce Gardner, one of the best cornerbacks in the entire NFL, he didn't have some glowing words to say about Daniel Jones after a joint practice. Well, one of Daniel Jones' own teammates hit back at him. We're going to listen to that and talk about it on the other side of the break. And then we're going to talk some Colts. George Bremer's going to join us. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.